How are you, Mr. Passan?
I just want to listen to more of this. Like, don't even ask me questions. This is entertaining.
I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you, seriously, I'm going to send you a copy of the book because it's right up your alley. You would absolutely love it.
Something tells me, though, he's not talking about the book.
No, I am. No, dumbass.
Hey, Jeff, not talking about the book.
So,
definitely not talking about the book.
I don't know where to go with this. So the Yankees are in the, you know, the problem is, do you ever, I feel like I've just been part of an inside joke that I should be one of the inside guys on, and I'm not. You know what I mean?
Here's my co-host today, Andy Rooney. It's like being with Andy Rooney here.
Anyhow.
Hey, okay, can I ask the first question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many innings can Chapman pitch tonight? No, I mean, he seems to pitch every night for the Yankees. I mean, I tell you what, it's one of those ones that in the American League Championship Series, are we going to see him every night?
Boy, I mean, that's a big ask.
I know, but...
And for multiple innings at a time, too, it's interesting because last year, remember, when the Cubs stretched him out to multiple innings, he was a disaster. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because when Aroldis Chapman came to the United States from Cuba, it was originally as a starter, and he more or less pitched his way into the bullpen because he couldn't throw the ball over the plate, and he's become just this dominant one inning guy to the point where it was almost routinized, and to see him going multiple innings, it's a scary enough weapon when you have a guy throwing 103 regularly. To stretch him out over two innings at a time and see him as effective as he was, though, is why I think the Astros have every reason in the world to be scared of the New York Yankees, and frankly every team left has a reason to be scared of the New York Yankees.
You know, this matchup intrigues me for a variety of reasons, but one of them is the Astros absolutely destroy fastballs. They tend not to strike out on fastballs. And here come the Yankees. I read 56% of the pitches in the postseason have been over 97 miles an hour have been thrown by Yankees pitchers. You mentioned Chapman. You're going to see 100, maybe 102 from him, or certainly at least high 90s, 99 from Chapman late in the game. Is that an advantage for the Astros, or is that one of those things where, you know, most good teams, Jeff, are going to be good fastball hitting teams, and you just kind of chalk that up and move on?
Well, you would think that would be an advantage, right? But if you go and look a little bit deeper into the numbers, you'll see that the Yankees throw the fewest fastballs in baseball. Mm-hmm. They are big time into the breaking balls, and they are big time into the changeups, and they really, really focus on the off-speed stuff. And there's a bit of a revolution going on in baseball right now away from the fastball because, you know what, fastballs, shockingly so, are pretty easy to hit compared to balls that are curving when they're traveling 80 to 90 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. So what the Yankees have done is with a guy like Dellin Betances, who throws a slider a majority of the time, or a guy like David Robertson, who's got a pretty even mix with his fastball and his curveball, and will throw some changeups in there as well. And a guy like Tommy Kahnle, two-pitch guy who doesn't rely on his fastball, but when he does, it's 98 to 100. I mean, they have just put together this bullpen of power arms that is horrifying to face if you are a hitter and you've seen a starter going for four or five innings and you know you've got this parade of relievers who are just going to come right at you and say, hit me, I dare you.
Mm-hmm. So with that, are you suggesting Houston will win this easily, or is it going to be a lot tougher than a lot of people anticipate?
Well, I'm not sure how people anticipated at this point. I think they probably understand how good the Yankees are. I said coming into the playoffs that the three best teams are the Indians, the Astros, and the Yankees. I might have gotten that order wrong, but I thought that the Yankees stuff plays really, really well for the postseason. And the Yankees beat the best team in the American League, a team that won 22 games in a row this summer, mm-hmm. with their best hitter striking out like 16 of 21 at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
If Aaron Judge can get hot, this is a much, much different series and a much, much better Yankee team, which is frightening considering what they've done over the last 3 days. I still do think that the Astros are favored because they've got Justin Verlander pitching well. They've got Dallas Keuchel pitching well. They've got their guys on full rest. But their bullpen, you know, their bullpen got overworked toward the end of their division series against the Red Sox. And I do wonder how A.J. Hinch is going to use Chris Davinsky and use Joe Musgrove and really try to conserve those innings, or if he's going to go to the bullpen early and potentially burn them out before the end of what could be quite a long series.
Yeah, I was a little concerned watching Davinsky in this series because, and A.J. Hinch said after one of the games he thought he might have been gassed, and I went back and looked at his numbers, and, you know, A.J. Hinch, they weren't playing for a great deal down the stretch, Jeff, and they cut down the number of innings that Chris Davinsky threw pretty dramatically in August and September, certainly compared to June and July. I mean, I would never say a guy shouldn't be gassed because I've never thrown that many innings in the majors, but that concerned me because if you, and I know you've watched the Astros a lot, and I've watched them a lot on the MLB package because I love watching them play. Chris Davinsky's important to what they are. He's hugely important to what they are.
Oh, absolutely. And he's that guy who can bridge those middle innings in dominant fashion and get them to the point where they can use Musgrove in the eighth and Ken Giles in the ninth, or Musgrove in the seventh and Giles in the eighth and ninth. You know, they've had a deep enough bullpen where that is considered a strength for them, but it doesn't compare to the Yankees. The Yankees they came into the playoffs with the best bullpen. The only other contender I'd argue with them in that class was the Indians, and they're gone now. So in this era of bullpens and home runs, the New York Yankees, I think, have as good a shot as anyone to win the World Series. And I said this on radio. There were some odds that got sent out before the postseason. Yankees were going off 13-1 to win the World Series. I don't gamble because I'm terrible at it. But I told a friend who does gamble, Yankees at 13-1 are really, really good. And I think they've shown it so far.
Yeah, it's a good number for them. Very quickly, you've got 2 minutes left. Gio Gonzalez, Kyle Hendricks tonight, Game 5. What do you think we'll be talking about tomorrow about Game 5 between the Nationals and Cubs, which we'll have, by the way, on Sportsnet at 8 o'clock?
Oh, boy. I think it's going to be either do the Nationals lose another Game 5 at home, or are the defending world champions out? Those, to me, are the two storylines here. And I going into a game like this where there are so many potential machinations, I can't possibly try to predict what's going to happen. I don't know how quickly Dusty Baker's going to hook Gio Gonzalez if he gives up a run or two or three or four. I don't know what Joe Maddon's going to do to get through those middle innings, whether it's going to be staying with Hendricks, who was so good in Game 1, or going to Jose Quintana. Mm-hmm. And is he going to give Carl Edwards Jr. the ball late in the game? Or Will Wade Davis, who gave up a grand slam yesterday to Michael Taylor, again, prove vulnerable? There are a number of great storylines in this game, and I'm just excited to be here, man, because I think it's going to be a whale of a baseball game against pitting two really good teams against one another and trying to figure out who's going to face the Dodgers, who might have looked as good as anybody in the first round.
Jeff, good stuff as always, my friend. Take care. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, boys, take it easy. Thanks for having me.